From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Diane Baldwin reports in the Upstater that Columbia Memorial Health is asking for donations to provide health care in southeastern Columbia County. Columbia Memorial Health's Copeg Rapid Care Center at 283 Mountain View Road is currently closed, but there have been local calls to get it open again. Ancram Town Board Member Amy Gold said at the January 18th board meeting that Columbia Memorial Health had collected $125,000 in donations so far to get the Rapid Care Center open. A recent fundraising letter from Columbia Memorial Health said, and I quote, "A critical component of our fundraising initiative is to reopen Copeg Rapid Care in 2024, end quote. The only healthcare facility for miles around has been closed since late 2022. Columbia Memorial Health is also asking the town of Ancram, Copeg, Hillsdale, Taconic, and Gallatin to each contribute $25,000 toward reopening the facility. CMH spokesperson Bill Van Slyke would not say when or if the facility will reopen, saying instead that, and I quote, CMH remains committed to reopening the service and our fundraising efforts continue in that regard, end quote. Read more about this story in the Upstater. New York State of Politics reports that Governor Kathy Hochul on January 30th signed a bill for New York to expand its legal definition of rape to include various forms of non-consensual sexual contact. Hochul said, and I quote, "The problem is, rape is very difficult to prosecute. Physical technicalities confuse jurors and humiliate survivors and create a legal gray area that defendants exploit," end quote. The current definition of rape as vaginal penetration by a penis will broaden under the new law to include non-consensual anal, oral, or vaginal sexual contact. The new law will apply to sexual assault committed on or after September 1st. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that Purcell Sue Palmer, founder of Catwalk Institute, died on January 12th at her home in Catskill following a long illness. She was 84 and founded the residency program with her basketball-playing husband James Palmer at the Catskill Estate overlooking the Hudson River in 2004. Over 700 painters, sculptors, poets, writers, musicians, and filmmakers used the facility over the years. Palmer was a board member of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill and Close Encounters with Music in Great Barrington, and a founding member of the Scholars Ball at Columbia Green Community College. She volunteered on the advisory board of the Ryerson and Burnham Libraries at the Art Institute of Chicago, and with the Chicago Architecture Foundation. There will be a private memorial service for Palmer in early June. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.